Hello and welcome to NJBiz Conversations. I'm your host, Jeff Kanaj. My guest today is Karthik Krishnamurthy. He is the CEO of Ascendion, which is a software engineering company based in Basking Ridge. KK, welcome.
Such a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much.
Oh, thanks for taking the time to do it. I appreciate it. Now, your company does a lot of things, including work in artificial intelligence, which I'm sure our viewers want to hear about. We will talk about that. But I wanted to start with the basics. I read that your company sort of positions itself at the confluence of technology and talent. What does that mean in practical terms, and what should our viewers know about Ascendion?
Yeah, let me start with maybe talking a little bit about who Ascendion is, if that's helpful, and I can, I'll address that. Ascendion, the best way to think about it is we're a software engineering firm. And we work with organizations to help them solve big business problems and impact lives through the power of AI and technology. Our goal is to help organizations really leverage the power of AI tech and AI talent to make that happen.
Okay.
So that's why we sort of see ourselves at the intersection of that. And there is a very important reason why I founded Ascendion. And I'm happy to get into that if that makes sense, by the way.
Sure, by all means. You were at Cognizant before.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah. I was at Cognizant for many years before I decided to do this. So I've been in industry for 25 years, but 20 of that I spent in data and AI, which has a lot of relevance to what we're trying to do here at Ascendion as well.
Right.
But if you go back about 10 to 12 years, I had sort of this aha moment when there was this client that I was working with, a major healthcare provider that was looking to leverage technology to find a solution to the opioid crisis.
Okay.
And we had this opportunity to leverage artificial intelligence and tech to help this client proactively identify patients that could slip potentially into drug-seeking behaviors. Now, it was a small project, Jeff. It wasn't that big.
Right.
But it saved the company about $60 million every year. But more importantly, it helped them create proactive interventions for about 85,000 people. The project was small, but for every one of those 85,000 people, that work mattered.
Okay.
Right. And so that thing was always in my mind, right? So and the one thing that I thought about was when we build a company, the next version of what I do has to be one where the purpose of what we do is about impacting lives. And so we're sort of on this journey to impact a billion lives at Ascendion. So that's a little bit of what we do. We're based here in New Jersey,
right?
Headquartered in Basking Ridge. We've got about 30 offices all over the world, working with over 200 clients. So having fun while we do that.
Okay, very good. It's interesting that you started off with the anecdote about the opioid crisis, because I had a long conversation with Bob Garrett, who's the CEO of Hackensack Meridian Health. He talked about that very use of AI, because he's a participant in the World Economic Forum, and that was a huge topic of discussion this year. So it's interesting that you brought that up. So let's get right to that then, because virtually every conversation I have with corporate executives and business owners in some way comes around to artificial intelligence and AI and what AI can do for companies. And what I'm hearing a lot is that companies they think they should be doing something with it. They may not be exactly what. Their competitors they know are working on it, so they feel like they need to be in it. Is that the way they should be thinking about it? If not, how should they approach this? And take it from whatever perspective you want. Because as I said, it's across the board. It's every industry that I talk to. Everybody wants to know what they need to be doing with AI. So I'll put it to you. What should companies be thinking about when it comes to artificial intelligence?
You know, you've raised an incredibly important point, which is sort of at the foundation of the value that we provide in Ascendion. So, what we see, what you're referring to there, Jeff, is what we call a crisis of trust.
Okay.
Right? Across the board, every client that we work with tells us, look, they know they have to do it. They see a ton of value in it at the highest level, They've started to play around the edges, so to speak, but they don't know who to work with. They don't know who can actually take them on that journey of trying to solve the problem. And that's sort of where Ascension comes in. So the way we talk to clients and what we tell clients is, don't worry about artificial intelligence first. Worry about what are the biggest problems that you're trying to solve first. Let's first define that. So for a healthcare company like we just talked about, it could be about increasing the amount of membership that they have for their healthcare, for their health plans that they provide.
Okay.
For a gaming company, it could be about how do you enhance the experience of 2 million gamers that you're going to launch a completely new game to, right? So let's first define that. Let's spend time first defining the problem incredibly well, and then bring the technology behind it. And almost all the time, artificial intelligence can be used to solve three very important things.
Okay.
One is, how do you increase productivity? Second is, how do you increase predictability, which is, how do you increase your ability to predict the future?
Okay.
And the third is, how do you increase personalization? In other words, how can you make conversations, how can you make experiences more personal? Across all of these three things, in terms of making something work better, faster, cheaper, in terms of productivity, in terms of increasing your ability to predict the future, which is predictability, and the third thing, which is really around personalization, which is about making things more personal and more effective, those are the three sort of areas broadly in which artificial intelligence has the biggest impact. So you define the problem, and then you use this template to be able to help find the right path for AI, so to speak.
Okay. Yeah, and productivity, I think, is what most folks think about first when they think about an AI. In fact, there's a piece in the New York Times today, we're talking in early April, about productivity, and it's sort of a fairly neutral account of companies that are using it and what they're using it for. By the same token, on just a couple of nights ago, Jon Stewart did a long rant about how what increased productivity actually means is losing jobs. And I know that there are a lot of folks who are worried about that, and there are companies who are worried that's what their staff is going to take away from this. what would you say to that? I mean, is that a concern that folks need to be worried about?
Well, firstly, let me say I'm so glad Jon Stewart's back on mainstream.
Okay.
I've missed him personally. He's incredibly funny. But I would say this. I know there's a lot of fear about artificial intelligence. For the last 60 years, artificial intelligence, we've had to deal with that. But I'm of the camp that the future of what's being built will be incredible with artificial intelligence in it. And the reason I say that is, for AI to be effective, AI requires more humans. Let me give you a data point. In our business, in the last 1 year, the demand that we've seen from organizations for AI-based jobs has gone up 232%.
Okay.
Right? And this is a story that I think needs to be told more. Right? What are the jobs that artificial intelligence is creating? What are the real jobs it's creating? And what is the value that you're able to drive as a result of that? Right? So that's on one hand in terms of jobs itself. The second thing is, in terms of how we deploy it, artificial intelligence is like a superpower.
Mm-hmm.
If it takes you 5 hours to go from one place to another, you're able to do that now in 5 seconds.
Okay. Right?
So you have the benefit of 4 hours and 55 seconds now, where you can actually go and do other very important things. So incredibly progressive organizations that we work with are looking to redeploy their talent in that manner, so that at the end of the day, as long as we're able to cross-train and up-train ourselves, artificial intelligence is causing a work revolution. It's not a work apocalypse.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we see it.
Okay, all right. And do you get that same kind of inquiry from clients, from folks you work with? Or are they mostly interested in productivity, or are they also interested in the other two prongs that you mentioned? Or let me not put words in your mouth. Just let me ask you directly: what do most of the folks who come to you, what do they want from either from your company or from artificial intelligence?
Yeah, you know, across the 200 clients that we're working with, Jeff, over 70% of the conversations are on productivity at this point.
Okay.
But the good news is it's productivity in various shapes and forms. This is about figuring out how can we make call center workers more productive. It is about how can we make software engineers more productive.
Okay.
So organizations are really wrapping their heads around productivity in all different ways and shapes right now.
Okay. All right. And you mentioned the getting workers, getting staff trained and doing different kinds of jobs and doing their jobs in different ways. I know also there's concern about that, about finding those skills, people with those skills. Are you having trouble doing that? And B, how do you see that playing out over the next several years? How is education and is the workforce keeping up with the demands that these companies, that these businesses are going to need down the road?
Look, the good news about the tech industry is that over all of these many years of change that we've seen, whether it be artificial intelligence, whether it be the cloud, whether it be anything new that's come, demand has always outstripped supply.
Okay.
And so it's not a new problem that we're dealing with in the tech industry. But at the same time, I think there is a huge opportunity for us to deliver more education at the ground level. I think there's a huge opportunity to reimagine education at this point.
Okay.
Right. And the way I think about training and the way we think about sort of this world of making talent available is sort of in two groups. We have to create better consumers of artificial intelligence. Right. There are people that don't need to build it, but need to know how to use it better.
Right. Right.
Right. You often hear this word prompts being thrown around.
Mm-hmm.
Right. If you start to listen to some of the stuff, they start throwing these words around. How can you use it better? Which means how can you ask better questions of artificial intelligence? That's what that means.
Right.
Right. So people need to be trained on that.
Yes.
And so that to me is 90% of the word. Right. That's 90% of the word.
Yes.
That need to be told how to use it better, trained how to use it better. And then there's a smaller group of people who are the makers of artificial intelligence. So that's a small group of people that need to be trained on how to make it better. Right. So that today the gap, I believe, is on both sides.
Okay.
And as long as organizations and societies think about it as how do we train people to be better consumers, which is 90% of the world,
right?
But still make sure there's about 10% that we convert them into better makers, we'll be able to solve this problem.
Okay. All right. So is that an answer to the John Stewarts of the world then? That if folks knew how to use it better, they'd figure out different ways to use it and change their jobs in ways that you probably can't even imagine at this point.
I don't think I'm qualified enough to comment on John Stewart specifically, because I still want to watch a show. But I would say that to those that are looking at it through, through a sense of well-justified cynicism, that's a good way to think about it.
Okay.
To think about it through the lens of how can we just be better users of it? And at the core of it, when you think about it, that it's been fundamental to human evolution. Human evolution, at least, has taken a step change every time that we've been able to leverage tools in our hands better.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So okay. That's how I think about this as well, yeah. as a very, very important step change in human productivity.
Okay. I sort of asked that question for kind of a selfish reason, because just in my rudimentary attempts to use ChatGPT, for example, I can really see that if I knew how to use it better, I'd ask better questions, I'd get better responses. The product, the ultimate product, would be better. Yeah. So that also occurred to me while I was watching John Stewart's rant the other night. So that's why it was sort of together in my mind.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Now, one of the other things that I hear from business owners, executives a lot is a twofold concern about using AI. Number one, unintended consequences, not certain exactly what's going to happen once they start integrating it. And then sort of deliberate misuse, taking this technology and using it in a way that's harmful to other people. I get the sense that we haven't gotten to the place where that's a huge problem in either event, but do we need safeguards along those lines as far as you're concerned?
Yeah, the short answer absolutely is yes.
Okay.
Anything powerful needs to be managed.
Right.
There's no doubt about it. The good news for us is many of the people that are making this technology are also taking on the responsibility of putting the safeguards in.
Okay.
We saw that with cloud. You know, we're going to see that with artificial intelligence as well. I do also believe, and this is sort of my own pet rant, and I'll put it out there for what it is. You know, as much as on the one hand, you know, we have a moral responsibility to put all the safeguards in place.
Mm-hmm.
I also think that at some level, we hold technology to a higher standard than we hold ourselves. You know, if you think about it, you know, millions of things happen because of human error, but technology makes one error, it makes frontier
change. Right.
And so part of this is also we coming to terms with the fact that this is an extension of ourselves and realize that technology holds a very important reflection to human society, right? If there is bias in you, there is bias in the tech. Now, I also think that over many years of this evolving, we could build tech to counter the bias in tech.
Okay.
You could use tech to solve that problem in tech, right? We could be in a world where the bias in technology may not be anywhere near inherent human biases because you could use tech to solve that.
Okay.
It's a lot more difficult to go convince my father on a bias that he's been carrying for many years than I could do with the tech, I think.
Okay. And do you get the sense that there are a lot of misperceptions about AI out there, by the time folks come to you, do they have a pretty good understanding of what it is and what they can use it for?
That's a great question. I think that for the most part, people today are more informed on artificial intelligence.
Okay.
Especially in the businesses and in the corporate side of the world. Then it was, you know, 10 years back when AI had its earlier cycle.
Mm-hmm.
They're definitely more informed, but also in that information, I see that there are also more misgivings and doubts.
Okay.
Because there is nothing like 100% knowledge, right? And so there are people with, you know, a half side of the story that have certain views around it. And therein, we actually see the opportunity for us to work with clients to help them get a better sense of this and understand how relevant it is to their business. There's still a lot of work to be done on that side.
Okay. Before I let you go, I'm interested in hearing a little bit more about the company and about where you're going. First of all, is artificial intelligence where most of the investment you're seeing going now? Is that the focus on the money side of things, or are you seeing inflows into different areas?
Yeah, so we are investing on the artificial intelligence universe.
Okay.
And so what that means is on anything around artificial intelligence and the other technology that can help support and ride it, like for example in cloud, in helping people build better software products. You know, helping them build games that leverage artificial intelligence and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. So that is the major part of our investment. That is correct.
Okay. All right. And doing business here in New Jersey, you're okay with that?
Oh, so I will let you in on a little secret. Please don't tell anybody. I lived in California for about 16 years and then I moved to New Jersey for this job, and I'm super excited about it.
Okay.
And one of the reasons we founded Ascendion here in New Jersey is because I think I sort of find New Jersey to be at the, you know, sort of a perfect nexus between talent, capital, and leadership. Right? Whichever way I go, you know, I've got access to awesome talent, great schools. You know, we've got phenomenal businesses in and around the New Jersey area. And also that's reason number one. And reason number two is it sort of marries to our business strategy, where a majority of our clients are in the financial services space, the healthcare and life sciences space. As you know, New Jersey is the pharma bread bowl of the country.
Right. Medicine chest of the world, as we style it.
Exactly. And so, yeah, super happy, super happy. We are building the world from New Jersey, and I'm incredibly happy about that.
Okay. And then what, how do you view the next, say, 12 to 24 months? What are you worried about? What are you anticipating? What are you planning for in terms of the company, where growth is going to come from? How are you setting yourself up for the next sort of, as I said, for the next several quarters?
Yeah, look, I think we are optimistic about our growth. And our growth is, you know, we're anticipating growth in two or three areas. One is obviously what we talked about, which is the opportunity of artificial intelligence, where clients is just going to build better systems and would require more technologies that can help them drive that. So that's one area.
Okay.
The second area is as organizations sort of continue to deal with the post-pandemic bloat in terms of cost, that is an opportunity for us to help them create more optimized systems and teams and sort of rebalance the way that they're thinking about the money that they've spent. So there's opportunity there as well. Okay. And so we sort of go at it at both ends. One is to help clients increase their top line by deploying artificial intelligence, and also to help them improve their bottom line by optimizing their current investments.
Okay.
So well, exciting times.
Right. Yeah, I absolutely. I mean, I hear that a lot, that the pandemic forced a lot of companies to do things differently in different ways, and now they're trying to optimize what they were forced to do before and figure out how to do it better now. So
yeah,
it'll be interesting to see how that develops.
And that's where I think the crisis of speed comes in, because, you know, we sort of deal with two things. There's a crisis of trust and a crisis of speed. People want to get there faster now, right?
Okay, well, I thank you for your time again. I hope you'll come back and give us an update on how everything is going. And maybe by then I'll know a little bit more about artificial intelligence and can discuss it more intelligently. But I do hope you'll come back.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you for having me.
Okay, and thank you for joining me. Karthik Krishnamurthy, who's the CEO of Ascendion. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Jeff.
And thank you all for watching. Until next time, stay safe, everyone.